Cecilia Shelingova was born on the 24th of December 1916 in Kriva in Orava, the mountainous region of northeastern Slovakia. She was one of 10 children born to Pavol Shelingova and Zuzana Panikova. Cecilia attended the local elementary school from 1922 to 1930. In 1929, the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of the Holy Cross arrived at Cecilia's parish, and the presence of the order helped her to see that God was calling her to religious life. In 1931, when Cecilia was 15 years old, she went to the mother house of the congregation in Pudanaiske Biskupice, accompanied by her mother, to ask permission to join the order. However, before her entry into the novitiate in 1936, she was sent to nursing school and then took a specialized course in radiology. On the 30th of January 1937, she made her first vows and received the name Zenka. Sister Zenka was remembered by her sisters as a person who lived continually in God's presence, both in prayer and work. She once wrote, "I want to do God's will without paying attention to myself, my comfort, or my rest." She demonstrated love and compassion to everyone and was always ready to serve, especially sick hospital patients. Her first nursing experience was in the hospital in Humene, near Ukraine. In 1942, she was transferred to the hospital in Bratislava, where she continued work in the radiology department. In 1948, while Sister Zenka was in Bratislava, the totalitarian communist regime began. As a result, and until 1953, the Catholic Church was deprived of all rights and the members persecuted. During this period, prisoners were sent to the hospital to receive care. Even the priests were among them. One day, Sister Zenka understood that one of the priests, accused of being a Vatican spy and of betrayal, was going to be shipped to Siberia, where death would be awaiting him, and so she acted at the risk of her own life. She slipped sleeping pills into the guard's tea, allowing the priest to escape. After he was free, Sister Zenka went into the chapel and prayed, "Jesus, I offer my life for his, save him." It seems a sacrifice was accepted, because only a few days later, Sister Zenka attempted to smuggle 3 priests and 3 seminarians out of the country and was caught, arrested, and thrown into prison. She was interrogated and suffered many humiliations, including being brutally tortured by the police. She finally received a sentence of 12 years in prison and 10 years of civil rights deprivation. The torture she underwent left her body mutilated, and her right breast was torn apart from the continual kicks by the police. As a result, breast cancer set in. From 1952 until 1955, Sister Zenka was transferred from one prison to another. She accepted torture and mistreatment with great humility. But the most difficult of all for her, however, was being deprived of the Holy Sacraments for 3 years of imprisonment. And yet, with all this suffering, Sister Zenka clung to hope. She said, "Do not be afraid to suffer. God always gives the necessary strength and courage." It soon became clear that her health was declining rapidly. Rather than allow her to die in prison and seem a martyr to the people, officials released her. But Sister Zenka's suffering didn't end when she left prison. She had already learned that her fellow sisters saw her attempts to save the lives of priests as acts of disobedience. The sisters had been ordered not to resist, and Sister Zenka had been slandered as a renegade. Unsure what welcome she would receive, Sister Zenka made her way to the hospital she had worked at in Bratislava. She asked to be allowed in and was told that the superior feared what the police would say if they were seen to be consorting with a convict. Her mother house said the same, and this bride of Christ, who had offered her whole life to him, found herself homeless and dying, abandoned, because she had been faithful to God's laws. Finally, Sister Zenka found a home with her friend Apollonia. Only a week later, she was taken to a hospital where she died at the age of 38. Just before she died, she looked to her friend Apollonia and said, "Forgiveness is the greatest thing in life." Sister Zenka Shelingova was later pardoned by the authorities and declared a martyr by the church, but this martyrdom was only possible because of her willingness to make small sacrifices and be obedient in small things. Blessed Zenka Shelingova, pray for us.